Hey, tonight's Maral, we began discussing yesterday how there were two visits that happened in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. The first visit is by Yosef to his father Yaakov, where Yaakov instructs him not to bury him in Mitzrayim. Then the second visit are the blessings to the sons. First, Yosef brings his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, to be blessed, and then all the 12 sons of Yaakov come to receive their blessing. And as is noted by many, some of the blessings are not quite what we would refer to as a blessing. Some of them are actually very harsh statements of rebuke. One of them is to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi, who we read a few weeks ago when their sister Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, was abducted by Shechem. They went through the whole story, as we're familiar. And they eventually, Shimon and Levi break into the city and wipe out the entire city. And Yaakov harbors tremendous anger at Shimon and Levi for doing that. And here on his deathbed, he doesn't quite give them a blessing, but he rebukes them. And he says, Achim, you two brothers are klei chamas mechoroseihem. Your weaponry is a stolen craft. And then he offers a prayer in which he says, I really want nothing to do with your descendants. I hope I don't have any affiliation with your descendants. His language is bisodam, into your conspiracy. Al tavo nafshi, do not let my soul enter into your conspiracy. Uvikahalam, and into your congregation. Al techad kvodi, let my honor not be part of that. I don't want to be part of your conspiracies. I don't want to be part of your assemblies. Rashi comments, what's Yaakov referring to when he says, I don't want to be part of you, your groups? So Rashi says he's referring to the descendants of Shimon and Levi. Each one of them will have one specific biblical descendant that Yaakov wants nothing to do with. From the tribe of Levi is going to come Korach. Korach is, of course, going to lead the entire rebellion against Moshe, the authority of Moshe and of Aaron. And what did Yaakov pray for when he says, I don't want to be part of this rebellion of your descendant of Korach? So Rashi comments, because when we give the lineage of the descendants, as the Torah always does, so when Levi is introduced, the Torah says, when Korach is introduced, so the Torah says, he's Korach ben Yitzhar, ben Kehas, ben Levi. And we stop there. We don't then add, who is the father of Levi? Yaakov. Yaakov prayed, I shouldn't be part of it. And indeed, that's what happened. So when Korach, when his lineage is listed, we stop at Levi, and we don't then trace it all the way back to Yaakov. Similarly, who was the evil son that was going to descend from the tribe of Shimon? That was Zimri. Zimri, who in the took a foreign woman in front of Moshe and asked Moshe if he was allowed to be with her. And eventually he was then intimate with her in front of the entire camp until Pinchas came along and ended that entire episode. So when Zimri, the lineage of Zimri, who descended from the tribe of Shimon, when his lineage is given in the Torah, so the Torah says, Zimri ben Salu, Nasi beis av l'Shimoni, he was the tribe of the prince of Shimon, and we don't add, Shimon was the son of Yaakov. So in both cases, Yaakov prays here on his deathbed, I don't want to be part of your evil descendants. And you see that in both situations, the Torah leaves out Yaakov's name when it details the lineage. That so says Rashi. Maral asks the obvious question, which I'm hoping you're all assuming right now, or asking in your heads right now, which is, Shkoyach. So you got all the way to Shimon and to Levi, and then you stopped. And you didn't mention that that's the son of Yaakov. So we don't know that he's the son of Yaakov. We know that very well. So you list it all the way back to Levi. You list it all the way back to Shimon. No more. I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to mention Yaakov. We know it's Yaakov's son. You told me all the way back there. What is this tefillah? What's Yaakov praying for? What did it help that he's not to be listed when it's information that we know based on everything that we have already? So Maral says as follows. Maral says, I'll say a little bit outside before getting to his actual language, every father bequeaths to their children certain traits that the father himself has and that's given over then to the children. The children then have the choice what they want to do with that. Every father gives over certain strengths, characteristics, and a great father will leave over to his children those traits in a powerful way. And then the children have the choice, what are they going to do with it? Now that they have this tool that's been bequeathed to them, it's up to each individual child what to do with it. Yaakov davens, let not my power that I have be given over to these children to use in a negative, evil way, and that people will then see and say, that's the koyach of Yaakov in these children, and look at how it's been corrupted. Let it not be my strength that's then given to these children to corrupt. Because both of these children, Zimri and Korach, what did they want? They wanted power. They wanted control. They wanted, both of them were coming as a prince and as a leader to say we wanted more. And as the Maral says, it's without question, Gidulos Yaakov Gidolumil, the greatness of Yaakov was enormous. And if his descendants would inherit from him even just a little bit of his greatness, their rebellion would have been even greater, because the power that they would have had would have been so strong. And therefore Yaakov was mispalo, not just that my name shouldn't be affiliated. The name affiliated, not affiliated, we know the information that they're descended from Yaakov. It's not a matter of the name being listed, what that's representative of. His tefillah was shelo yarshu migedulaso umechashivuso, that these descendants shouldn't inherit from his greatness and significance and importance, klum, not at all. And that's represented, if the name Yaakov would be affiliated with him, then we would say, oh, that's, they have the children. This is the power of Yaakov Avinu. Look at what they could do. That's what he was davening for. And the Maral points out, that's why you see Esav and Yishmael, who are attributed as Ben Yitzchak, Ben Avraham, what they were able to accomplish was so much more in the world. The greatness that those nations had is because they inherited the power from their fathers, from Yaakov, from Yitzchak, and from Avraham. And that's what Yaakov was davening, but these children, Zimri and Korach, shouldn't come from me. And the Maral concludes, he quotes, he references the Gemara. The Gemara says that at the end of days, La'asad Lavo, Hashem is going to pass around the coast, a glass of wine, and ask everybody to make a bracha. And he's going to give it to Avram Avinu. And Avram is going to say, I can't make the bracha. I can't lead the bracha on this coast, because from me came a Yishmael. So he's going to hand the coast to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's going to say, I can't make the bracha, because from me came an Esav. And the Medrash says they're going to give the coast to Yaakov. And Yaakov's going to say, I also can't make the bracha, because I married two sisters. And the Maral points out, his lineage was perfect. That wasn't a problem like Avraham and Yitzchak, who had descendants who were attributed to them, who went off in an evil way. Yaakov didn't have that problem. His 12 children were fine, and he prayed that he shouldn't be affiliated with any of their descendants. He had a different problem. He married two sisters, which at the time was, of course, okay, but now that the third has been given, is not okay. And therefore, Yaakov himself demurs and says, I can't make that bracha. I can't make that bracha either way. Either.
Who makes the
bracha? The bracha is made by David HaMelech, who's one of five makes the bracha. Was not quoted here, the whole the Gemara. That's a Gemara in Masech Shabbos, I believe. But that's the power of when Yaakov davens, don't let my name be affiliated with these children. It's not just a matter of a name, but it's that the power and strength that I have to bequeath to my children shouldn't follow through to be used in an evil way by those children. Okay, Rabbi Chanan.